So let's review. We began the 16th parak of Masechta Shabbos with the Mishnah. Kol kisvei kodesh matzila noisem nehadleika. One may save holy svarim, whether they are Torah or Nevi'im or Ksuvim, from a burning house in Shabbos. As Rashi points out, two chidushim, two novelties are taught here. V'tircha ba'al mesharibahu, additional exertion was allowed, although the Mishnah daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the base teaches that the Chacham limited what one may save from a fire on Shabbos to Mazon Gimel Sudas, three meals. They did allow saving Kisvei HaKodesh. V'chisar an Eruv, the lack of an Eruv. Although it is Asur Rabbanan to carry on Shabbos from the house into a Mavet without an Eruv, in this case it was allowed in order to save the Kisvei HaKodesh. The Mishnah continues. Bein Shekarin Behen, whether we read from them publicly, which refers to Nevi'im, portions of which are read every week as the Haftarah, Ubein Shein Karin Behen, whether we do not read from them, which refers to Ksuvim, because the Haftarah is never read from Ksuvim. The explanation of the next segment of the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Ksuvim B'chalosh and Tunin Geniza, depends on the Machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Chizah as follows. There's a Machloikis Tanoim in Mesechtas Megillah Dav Ches, whether Tanakh may be written in other languages. According to the opinion that they may be written in another language, they certainly may be saved from a fire on Shabbos. According to the opinion that they may not be written in other languages, there is a machloikis whether they may be saved. Itmar, hayksuvim targum oy b'chaloshim. Books of Tanakh written in other languages. Rav Huna Amar ein matzil noisim. They may not be saved. Now, according to Rav Huna, we learn the Mishnah as follows: Kisvei HaKodesh may be saved from a fire. This is limited to ksuvim b'loshin HaKodesh, svarim written in Hebrew. But svarim that are kisuvim b'chaloshin, written in other languages, may not be saved from a fire. However, says the Mishnah, afa pishik ksuvim b'chaloshin to in geniza. Even though they were written in other languages and may not be saved, nevertheless, they require geniza, they must be hidden. The other opinion is, Rav Chisda Amar Matzil Noisim, even though they should not have been written in other languages, but once written, they may be saved. According to Rav Chisda, the words Afa Pishik Sum Chaloshin are a continuation of the previous halacha. The Mishnah is saying, that which was just taught, that Kisvei HaKodesh may be saved from a fire, applies even to svarim written in other languages. Now, if they may be saved, of course they require geniza. Therefore, according to Rav Chisda, we must say that when the Mishnah adds the word tu'in geniza, it is teaching that an additional chiddush, that mikak shalehen tu'in geniza, even worn out and worm-eaten pieces require geniza. They must be hidden in a respectful manner. The Gemara challenges Rav Huna from several braises, to which Rav Huna responds that these opposing braises either reflect the opinion that translations may be written, or that the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is also machlokes of Tanaim. The Gemara continues with other holy writings. Tanur Rabban, habrachas vakameyin, afa pishesh bim oisiyah shal shein, umenyonis harbisha batayr, ein matzilin oisim mefneh hadleik. Parchments with brachas written on them, or amulets, even though they have shemas, the names of Hashem or psukim, verses written in them, may not be saved from a fire. That is why kosvei brachas kisayf batayr. We consider people who write brachas to be like they are burning the Torah, since if there was a fire on Shabbos, they would not be allowed to save these writings. We must point out that this braisa and the ensuing story are speaking of the time when it was usher to write Torah Shabbat Peh. Nowadays, all svarim may be saved from a fire on Shabbos. The Gemara relates an incident where Rabbi Shmuel went to investigate somebody who was reportedly writing brachas. When he heard Rabbi Shmuel coming up the steps, he threw all his writings in water. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, Gadol einish ha'achrim in the region, the punishment of the latter is greater than the former. Directly and actively destroying them is a more severe sin than writing them in the first place. Svarim that were written in various pigments that do not last as long as ink, may they be saved from a burning house on Shabbos? Originally, Rabbi Rav Huna thought that they may not be saved. When he heard that Rav Hamnuna taught a braisa that svarim may be written with these inferior inks and therefore may be saved, he responded, "Itan yitan." He has to defer to a braisa. Baimene Rav Huna bar Chalov mi Rav Nachman. Sefer Torah she'im bo lelaket shmoinim v'chomesh oisis. Matzil noisim nehadleika oyei matzil. A sefer Torah that has fewer than 85 letters remaining, a smaller amount of letters than appears in the parasha of Ayhi ben Soya Aron, may it be saved from a fire on Shabbos. If there are any complete names of Hashem remaining, it can certainly be saved. But we are asking about a case where none of these letters form a complete Shem Hashem. Rav Nachman's answer is that Ein Matzilin, they cannot be saved. In the case where there are 85 letters, which would maintain the Kedusha of the Sefer to save it from a fire on Shabbos, there is a Machlokes. Rav Huna Amar Mechunasis. The letters must be close together. Rav Chisda Amar Afilu Mefuzaris. even if they are scattered all over the scroll. However, Rav Huna agrees that if the 85 letters comprise complete words, even if the words are scattered all over the scroll, it may be saved.